The drumming and dancing started at this usually restricted area of the tarmac hours before the Alitalia plane he was traveling on touched down late Tuesday. Many people responded a call by the government for Ghanaians to turn out to welcome Mr. Annan and his wife Nani. Passengers waiting at the nearby departure lounge and airport staff watched through windows to catch a glimpse of Mr. Annan. One man voiced the belief of many people that Mr. Annan had done African proud.
I've decided to come because he has done a very big job to Ghana and Africa, or the black Africa. And we are very grateful to him for having ushered this world, for solving peace in most of the sub-regions in West Africa as well as the world in general.
Mr. Annan is the first black African and the second African after Boutros Boutros-Ghali of Egypt to have held the UN top post. He is the first UN staff member to have risen through the ranks to head the world body. He served a 2 5-year terms as the 7th Secretary General. Ghana's President John Kufuor and Vice President Alhaji Aliu Mahama were among the government officials who were at the airport to welcome him. Mr. Annan held a brief closed-door meeting with the president, after which he told journalists he was happy to be home.
My wife Nan and I are extremely happy to be here. When we looked out the window and saw that you are here in your numbers, welcome us home, we were really, really moved. It's been a long journey, and today I complete the circle, and I'm really looking forward to sitting down with my compatriots, men and women of Ghana, discussing some of the issues.
The 68-year-old, who shared a Nobel Peace Prize with the United Nations in 2001, thanked Ghanaians for their support and encouragement throughout his 10-year term. Thursday, Mr. Annan will deliver a lecture as part of activities marking the celebration of Ghana's 50th independence anniversary. FM Dovi for VOA News, Accra.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。